Howdy, howdy, dear one. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Shajuza podcast, and you're listening to Masi Juma. I am a psychologist, and here we really say, as within, so without. Chajuza is from the Swahili proverb, Chema Chajuza, Kibaya Chajutembeza. And this basically means that when your magnificence on the inside matches that on the outside, then what you desire attracts itself to you automatically. My intention for you as you listen to this podcast is that that which is pure within me will ignite that which is pure light, hope, and joy within you. And your purest light shines itself upon the universe. Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a minute since I did this, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in today. Whoever you are, know that you're special and valued by this platform, and I do this because of you. So the main reason I do this is that so that you awaken. And I've been quiet because I've been trying to know more, expand, research, going within you, name it, and I realized that there's so much more to this, and what I'm showing you right now is like a handful of sand in the desert. It will start you on the process, but then to know more, then you have to go the distance. And it's like me giving you, we're starting from nursery. So there's an endless stream of information we don't really even know, dating back in time. And this information is kept from most of the public. So most of us are not aware of this, but more and more of us are awakening. More and more of us are getting to know that this is an illusion. This world is an illusion. And we can turn it into something beautiful. If you've had me ever talk about the Matrix, I will talk about it more at some other point. But for now, let me talk about how to manifest. And this is just how you turn things around, because most of us think, okay, the common person here on this universe, in Africa especially, we have been programmed to think that we're victims, especially in Kenya, because I'm in Kenya right now, and in Kenya with the inflation and so many things happening, we feel like we don't have the power to change things. We feel like we're victims. And if you've had me talk about the shadow self, you can scroll through. There's a podcast on the shadow self. Then you know that the victim, the prostitute, the saboteur, the child, the four main inherent archetypes into who we really are. I go into the details there. Here, I will not tackle that. But they are milestones to be overcome. So when you realize that, what I am going to show you is that, one, you have access to a power that can change you and change the world in an instant. You have the power to change the construct of this illusion and this universe in an instant. You can change the world in an instant. And you actually run the world. Africans especially, and Latinos, we're a different kind of breed. But I will go into that some other time. we think that we are the most inferior species, but okay, human species or subhuman species, let me put it like that. But in essence, we're the most powerful, though there are people who make us think and make us feel as though we're not as intelligent, we're not as resourceful, when we don't invent stuff, and we don't. But if you go to history, if you study history, there's so much more to it. I don't want to go into the details right now, but here's the thing. So we're facing a challenge as Kenya right now, and Africa in whole, and as a whole, I mean. And I am here to show you how to tune into your power so that you manifest what you want. The truth is, you can have a million shillings, a million, a billion, whatever you choose, you can create it. You can get yourself out of poverty. Poverty is not something you were always supposed, you can change it. You were not supposed to like forever be in it. If you decide to change it, you can change it. Disease is something you can reverse. Some people know how to reverse this, and I've also reversed lots of diseases be inside myself. Like, I haven't been to a hospital in years. You can end world suffering. You can abide by love. You can overcome fear. You can overcome hatred, lust, jealousy, and all those emotions related to the ego. You are a god. And I mean that because you have the essence of God within you. We are gods and we are goddesses. But if I tell you this prematurely, you will think I'm a psycho. So let me just put it out there for this one moment, and then we'll continue. But with time, you will realize that that's true. So how do you manifest what you want? And before I go any further, I would want to ensure that we're not just doing this in terms of greed and wanting all of it to ourselves. I'd want us to do this. Okay, my desire is that you do this from a point of pure spirit, because that way it is more powerful. That way it brings more love energy and light energy, which is the truest part of you, to light. It heals the world instead of wounded. Ever since you were born, I'm going to talk about the matrix for a minute so that you understand how you've been programmed to think otherwise and why your life isn't changing up to now, and you feel like, yeah, like it's all a burden. Ever since you're born into a system. You're given a birth certificate, which is just a document to ensure to mark you and make the government track you, you know, that you exist, and ensure that you will pay taxes for the rest of your life. And first you start with by paying taxes through your parents. So you're given a birth certificate, and then you start being programmed. You're taught to like sugar. Your body is accustomed to sugar. You're given vaccinations that are, yeah, there's a story to vaccinations. The vaccinations, yes, they are positive, but they're laced with something that ensures that you will not live for a very long time, or you will not be awakened or something. They tamper. It's not a pure concept. And then you're made accustomed to sugar. So as a kid, you're given a lot of sweets, you're given a lot of biscuits, and that is what you like, yeah? Sugar, as you know, causes a lot of diabetes, cancer. When you're older, Alzheimer's and all that. And then you start watching programs over the television telling lies to your vision. And then you start watching there are two ways to this. There are people who are pro humanity and want the best for you, but the people who want to destroy you once from the beginning. So their essence is to make you a slave right from when you're born. So you're then taught that all you see in the physical is all there is. How many of us in school, you're never taught how to meditate. In school, you're never taught how to go within. In school, you're never taught how to honor your spirit and know what you want. Instead, they teach you stuff so that you become an employee, get a job, get a family that you will have to pay taxes for, and then pay for the taxes yourself, and then pay for rent, pay for electricity, pay for everything, and then spend your life and then die. And then they give you medication that doesn't really honor your true essence. They give you medication that just treats the symptom and never really treats the underlying condition. And the treatment they give you makes you dependent on that medicine for the rest of your life, because you keep coming back. They never eliminate it forever. They just give you medication so that it ceases to be for some time, and then it arises again. And then you're taught to want money, and you're taught that money is success. Those who have the money, or those who worked hard to get the money, will realize that money doesn't equate happiness always. It is a tool. And then you're taught the mind is an asset. You're taught to forever think. You're taught that to think means you're more intelligent. You're taught to use the right side of your brain instead of the left. So the matrix basically is a system where you're a slave. You're born into a system programmed to want things that won't mean much to you. And then make sure that you work for the ones at the top and your governments. And then stay down, yeah? You're never really as powerful, and you're convinced that life is, you're born to suffer. And then it stays like that. And then you're taught something like politics, where you're taught that leaders will change things for you. The leaders are puppets. Politicians are actually puppets. They're actually people who rule this world. and there's a darkness to it as well. So that's the matrix in short. You're born into a system that makes you a slave and makes you think without you realizing it. You think you're liberal. You think that when you have a job that actually pays for things that you could do without, that means you're successful. And you're taught that employment is the most important thing. You're taught that education, there are a lot of things, your education is meant to subdue you and make sure you remain at the bottom of the pyramid so that the others at the top can function. So today, I've talked a lot. Thank you for keeping up with me up to this point in time. But that's basically it. That's basically the pyramid. I hope you understand me. It's a system of slavery meant to subdue you and think without you realizing it, a slow poison that makes you disengage with your power, with your spirit, with your sense of being a god and a goddess. And then whenever someone tells you things like that, they tell you it's fantasy, it's fantasy, they're out of their mind and stuff like that. And then they show you the truth in movies, and then they call it sci-fi, and they call it fantasy, and they call it a lot of things. And then they condition you to love violence. Through the movies you watch and the programs you watch. And then they condition you to love social media so that you depend on it always. Social media is a tool meant to make you an addict to your phone and the internet and make sure that whatever personal time you have is spent on your phone. And that is to distract you from tuning into you and going within. You're shown through socials and through movies that it's cool to love drugs and drinks and parties, and that is what is normal, that is what is cool, that is what is accepted. But actually, alcohol is poison to your body. It always has been. Same to drugs, I don't have to go into that. What you seek through alcohol and drugs is already inside you. It's already a power within you, but they want to keep you outside of you so that you never realize that power and you're forever tethered and chained to their command. So most of us are puppets, thinking that we are revolutionary in so many ways and stuff like that, when in essence we are puppets. So in this matrix, the other element that you have been told that most of us believe very deeply is the aspect of God, yeah? Religion tells you that God is outside of you. It is a deity. It lives somewhere above the clouds. You've been told that it's a man, yeah, or it has a male configuration. It gets angry and it punishes when you do bad, and it also blesses and gifts when you do good. When in essence, okay, this may be premature to say right now, but if God is love, how would he ever? If God is love and he gave us free will to do as we please, how then would he go and take it away again? God is in you. You are God. Heaven is a feeling of yourself when you do good. Hell is a feeling of yourself when you do good. When you do wrong, when you go against your essence. Heaven you feel when you go, you're directed by your essence and you obey your essence. And by obeying your essence, I mean being true to who you really are. So we keep praying to this deity outside of us to come change our lives and wonder why, for the most part, it doesn't change. Okay, for most of us. And for some of us, it does, you know. For some of us, it does work. And I'll go into the details of that some other time. But just to mention it in brief, what you believe becomes. What you believe creates. Yeah? And I'll talk about it more through the power of manifestation. So even if you believe in hell, there's a conjuring up of whatever you believe in that's going to be. You are a creator. Your mind creates what you put into it, even if it's not real, even if it's an illusion. So when you believe in a deity and believe that that's going to work, it does, because you've put belief, and belief is energy that is like water to a seed, so it makes it grow and manifests. What you really need to realize is that, like I said, you're the God and you're the demon, you're the evil person. Within you is the yin and yang. Within you is the female and the male. Within you is the light and the darkness. Whichever you feed is what grows and becomes. You are God and you are the devil. Yeah? You're the darkness and you're the light. So, when you get to believe and know that this is how powerful you are, then you do know that you have chosen to be here for a particular purpose and to be here for a particular reason, and you've chosen how you're going to play the game, because here you just, in essence, you're just playing the game. It's all an illusion of your being, even though it seems very real. You're in a dream, and when you finally wake up from this dream, you will know that it was a game all through. In this game, you can become whatever you want. In this game, there's an endless supply of resources, but there are people who do not want you to win the game. They do not want you to beat the player, so they dampen your chances of winning. And this is what the Matrix is. Life is a game. The Matrix is like the false matrix, that is like a programmed self or a programmed reality to make sure that you lose the game. But then again, in essence, there's an endless supply of who you are and what you need to win the game. So the mind, how do you manifest then? How do you take control of the play buttons and win, you know? One, you have to realize that the mind, your mind, my mind, is a tool. Yeah? It's the command point. It's, how do you call those things you use to control the game? It's the gamepad. Within it are buttons, and within it you can win. Yeah? So the mind, being a tool, it is a powerful tool, a very powerful tool that at times, instead of us controlling it, it controls us through mindless thoughts. And this is so because everyone's been affected by the matrix. This mindless thought is mostly negative thought. And this negative thought is, is like a virus to our game. It hinders our success. It's like growing weeds in a crop field. We want the crop to yield fruits, but then there are weeds that are dampening that process. So that is what negative thoughts are. So one thing you will have to do is weed out those weeds. And how do you do that? You don't, because it's quite difficult to do it at the mind level. But when you realize that the mind is a tool, and if it's a tool, then there's a higher you, a higher being inside you that controls the gamepad, the mind, then you can take control of it once again. And one way is to be still. By being still and watching the thoughts, you are taking back control from the gamepad, from the mind, and ensuring that the higher being inside you is back in control. So you're watching the tricks and how it's playing along. So one, it will show you just how you're being controlled, and the mind loses its power then. I keep saying it like this. It's like watching your thoughts from high above on a balcony, you know? Like, it's like kids playing on the playground down, and your higher being at the top is watching them. It's watching the tricks and the games that the mind is playing. But you're being still. You're disconnected. You're not judging the game and the mind tricks. You're allowing them to be. When you allow them to be, you transcend it. Suddenly, you're connected to this being inside you. So manifestation is just not you getting things in the physical. It's you mastering yourself at the level of being and awakening that being, because being is inside you and being is asleep, because most of us are still being controlled by the mind. So when we are still and we are quiet, mostly by being by ourselves, we're watching the mind. And when you're watching the mind, whatever tricks it has, it falls, it dissolves, and suddenly we realize who's in control. And then from there we can meditate. To meditate, we need to be instructed by this higher being. So we, all our lives, for most of us, all our lives, we've been instructed by the mind. But we also need to be instructed by being. And being only communicates in silence, in being still, when the mind chatter dissolves. So when it dissolves, there's meditation. In meditation, we want to get instruction from the higher being. Or we want to receive communication from the higher being. And in meditation, we can then listen to what this being is saying. Because we are creators, this being will instruct us. Or from that point on, we will realize that through mantra, we can sort of, because we are gods and we are goddesses, the being, through being, we can instruct the mind of what to do, so that now mind becomes the tool and not the other way around. So in meditation, we can do it three ways. Through breathing, simply breathing, the mind becomes still and we receive instruction. That is one way. Yeah? Because you realize that being has a lot to tell you. It has a lot to instruct you on your purpose being here, what to do next and what not. You can also, when it instructs you through breathing, focusing on your breathing in and out, it instructs you, and after it instructs you, you then make that a mantra. For example, I know I'm a writer, I know I'm a content creator, I know I'm a teacher, I know I'm a creative, you know. That is what being whispers to me whenever I am silent. So I can say, I am the best writer that ever lived. I am transcending mind. I am bringing abundance into this fusion lake. Because when you're God and you're goddesses, you realize that your power lies in being the higher self. So when we are the higher self, we bring and we create into this reality. So you can create a mantra, and the mantra is just to instruct the mind, which is your tool now, what to do and what to bring to you. And then another way you can use meditation is through visualization. There are two ways to instruct the mind. The breathing, it slows down and dissolves thought, makes the chatter dissolve, and then receive instruction from higher being. Mantra now commands thought and mind to do what it wants. Visualization makes it even more potent. So there are two ways to instruct the mind. You either do it through mantra or you do it through visualization. Now you're in control. You are telling the mind what to think, what to draw to you, what to bring to you by either visualizing it or seeing it through your mouth or through your mind. So once you're sure that this is what you want to create and this is how you want to serve humanity and these are the resources you want, for example, abundance, most of us will ask for abundance, and I've been one of them. Abundance comes in many ways, and truly, we are meant to be abundant, but most of us will ask it in form of money, because most of us think that that's the way it ought to always go. But resources can come in ways that are non-financial. They can come through opportunities, through people, through free stuff, and that is what you want to attract to you. You want to attract resources and money when it's needed. See, when money is needed for you to do something pure and in alignment with your soul, the money will avail itself. When money is not needed for that, there will be other avenues through which abundance will reveal itself, and you need to be an owner of that. You need to be present to that and realize that it's blessing you in other ways that are non-financial, which are just as effective and do not require money. So yeah, that is one thing to keep in mind. And so when you receive the instruction and you then instruct the mind through mantra and visualization, it can be something like reversing a disease, it can be bringing abundance into your life, success, prosperity, honoring your talent, solving a problem to a situation. It may be anything. Your being will instruct you. So from then on, you and I, in whatever we are manifesting, need to trust that voice that spoke to us. It comes as a still, silent voice from our chest, and at times from our mind. For some, it will be from the mind. I usually receive it from my chest, deep within my heart. And it's still and quiet. You can never hear it with the mind chatter. So when we trust that voice, then we trust that we have to make it happen by honoring being and instructing the mind some more. At the level of thought, mantra and visualization, that's the first, but you need to cement it, you know? And we cement it through self-talk. So that which you receive and trust and have faith in, you need to talk about. That is one. Two, emotions are thoughts expressed through the body, and they need to match this new instruction from being. Meaning that your emotions need to be at the level and at the frequency with which you are asking and instructing mind to be. So for most of us, these emotions need to be positive. These emotions need to be high vibration. You need to feel good. You need to feel love, immense love. How do you know that this voice is from higher being? When it is from higher being, there's a very high level of love, feeling that, and peace that comes along with the quiet, still, small voice. Emotions need to match that which you seek. So how would you feel if you are already at that level which being is instructing you to be? That level of emotion is what you need to tune yourself into. And you can tune yourself into that by decision. Decision is just that, decision. You can decide to be happy and you can decide to be not happy. You can decide to be, and One way to do all this is to just observe, like the same way you observed the thought is the same way you will observe the emotion. And then when you observe the emotion, the negative emotion, it dissolves again. And that is another way, when you do that, that is another way for being to then come in and stop the emotional chatter. Thoughts expressed through emotions are more dormant because they've taken place over a longer period of time. So it needs more energy to dissolve. That's something you need to be aware of. So when we have talked through the emotion and dissolved thought through the mind, then received instruction through mantra, we have then instructed the mind and the emotion. And through visualization, we have felt through emotion how we'd feel if we were already there. We have seen how we'd feel if we were already there. So next step is self-talk. We have received instruction, for example. I'm going to use my gift to serve the world and I need abundance to do it. I call in abundance into my life in form of success, in form of finances, in form of money, in form of friends, in form of connection, in form of family and immense love. So if I were to say it like that, then self-talk will be next, just how I've said it. And then mirror talk is another. You need to now direct the brain in the with the vision and the mantra that you've been given. And your mind cements in instruction through repetition. That is how it comes to be, because we need it to go into the subconscious. So mirror talking to your mirror, talking to yourself, verbalizing your needs and your thanks. And one way to do this, because if you've received instruction from the universe, then it's already a thank you feeling, because it's already here. So thank you. I'd say, for example, when talking to my mirror, I'd say, thank you, universe, for the abundance. I have received the money, the resources, the friends, the love, the success. I have received the ideas that you're giving me, and I bring them to fruition, into reality. Thank you, because I have succeeded through them. Talk as if you've already received, because done it and it's been done, because now through the will of creation you have created, it is done, it is becoming at this moment. So as I talk to the mirror, I could talk like that. Then be your own best friend, you know. Before you see it, speak it into being. Say thank you for it. Feel as if you're there already. Do it. Feel it, perceive it, be it, in it, draw it. If you're writing, because I love writing, so I'm giving it as an example, and you're connected to being and you feel that inspiration through you, then give thanks, you know? If you're creating anything and you feel that inspiration, give thanks. If you're feeling good about yourself, give thanks. If there are people you're meeting, new people you're meeting, and they feel like blessings, give thanks. If you feel the change through nature, just as I talk about, especially if you have the shadow self, if you have the child archetype, you're connected to energy and everything, give thanks, because you can feel it happening. And so as you do that, you can say, I am abundant and successful. I am beautiful, cool and creative. I am just whatever you received through your instruction. Now give it word through word, okay? I feel as well. So we're using these words because there are energy centers within us, and we are acknowledging that energy inside our bodies, inside our energy fields, as it corresponds to being. So I am feeling marvelous and abundant. I feel amazing, abundant. I know I am abundant and successful and creative, and I am a financial success already. I'm a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever corresponds to your essence of being. I see myself as an abundant, a creative, a success. I see myself as the epitome of fruition. I am a genius. I see myself as a genius. I express it that I am a genius, you know. So I am, I feel, I know, I see, I express, I sense it, that it is becoming. So we're just corresponding through to our chakras within the body. I will talk about this some more at some point. So what is energy? What is energy? You are now taking the energy inside you through the mind and directing it through the direction you wish. So you can be say, I am healed. Whatever, if you're seeking disease, I feel healed. I know I am healed. I see myself healed. I express it that I am healed. I can sense that I am healed. You know, through the mirror, by yourself, through the mind, believe it. And the more you see it, the more it gets to your subconscious, and the more you start believing it. And one way to see if you're on the right track is you will feel a reverberation of spirit as you say the words. There will be a yes or a no. Or a yes or a no. Then your spirit will guide you to know whether you're saying it right or wrongly, or you need to alter it or make it better. And then, from then on, there will be an inspired sense of action. You will be inspired to do something a certain way, take action, go somewhere, call someone, start writing, create something, an idea that says do it, go certain direction, meet someone. Or at times it's just, so follow those senses. Your feeling, a feeling is your God energy speaking to you. If it feels like you need to do something, then you need to do it. I know that the Matrix tells us that feeling is for fools and we need to use logic, you know. But feeling, intuition, is the highest form of energy. Intelligence at mind level is very inferior. It's tethered to survival. Logic, action, analogy, analyzing. It's at the basic level. Your left side, which is more creative, knows this. So you need to use your left and your right. Yeah? And feeling is like an elevated sense of intellect that being shows you, because at the level of human physicality, we may not always understand what being is saying, but we need to trust it because it is our guiding system. Some call being the guardian, some call being, it is your God essence, in essence. So, yeah. When you follow these steps, you will be able to do what you were born to do. Do manifest what is inside of you. Change your situation to something that is beautiful, peaceful, creative, joyous, full of love and prosperity, which is what life is all about, and abundant as well. And then have a pure heart that heals the world and awakens the world and heals the wounds within us and around us, and then honors the essence of who we really are. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has helped. Tell me if it has. Next, I think I'm going to talk about chakras and how you can get what you want using the chakras. But something, just an inspired walkthrough with the chakras. And yeah, so for now, thank you so much for listening. I love you. Thank you for being with me up to this point. Love you. Take care. See you next time. And reach out. Tell me what you would want to hear more of. And through our Instagram page at Chajioza. Yeah, you can find me at Chajioza. So, yeah, let's connect. And thank you. I'm not used to talking much, so I need a break. My voice is gone. Thank you for listening. Bye. Take care. Love you.
If you found this podcast meaningful to you, please consider subscribing and sharing on as many platforms as you can. You can also follow us on Facebook at Chajioza and on Instagram at Chajioza. We have a book on Amazon called Do You Know That You Run the World? And a blog. All the details are found on the description box. Please consider walking this journey with us. Love and light, hope and joy. Peace. Bye.